Now then, we've been talking about this all the week. We've been discussing paid leave for parents who've suffered a miscarriage. It follows the news that laws were passed in New Zealand. Labour Senator Vanna Batchick has a bill that would introduce similar laws in Ireland. And she joins us now on the line. Good morning to you, Senator Batchick. Good morning, Vanna.
Good morning, Declan. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thanks. We've heard very interesting stories and reasons why and comparisons with New Zealand, but obviously personal stories about women particularly who've gone through this. So that's prompted your bill. So tell us what's included and where you hope it will actually go.
Well, we were delighted to see the announcement that New Zealand has passed this law. But by coincidence, just the week that the New Zealand law was passed, I published my bill in the Shannon. In fact, it's a bill I've been working on for some years now with Councillor Alison Gilliland and the Irish National Teachers Organisation, the INTO. And they'd become aware of this because so many of their members had come to them having suffered early miscarriage or having had to take time off for IVF or other treatment and feeling that they couldn't tell their employer that they would have to take sick leave. Or you know, that it was becoming a real issue. And we know that one in five pregnancies may end in miscarriage. So it's a very high number of people who are women who are suffering this and who aren't able to address it with employers. So Alison and the INTO asked me to seek to address it. I brought forward the legislation and briefly, Declan, what it would do, our bill that we published just the week that New Zealand changed their law, our bill would provide for up to 10 days paid leave for an employee who needs time off work to access IVF or other reproductive health treatment, and up to 20 days leave for a woman who suffers an early miscarriage. And our law does, of course, provide leave for a late miscarriage after 6 months, in other words, after the second trimester. But currently, there's no specific recognition in law for women who suffer early miscarriage. And as a result, there's a sort of a taboo, I think, around this, a real silence around miscarriage and around fertility treatment. And I've been blown away by the number of people who've contacted me to say that, you know, they didn't feel able to speak about this in their own workplace, they had to take sick leave, and that's really not appropriate, that we should be addressing this specifically, as indeed they are doing in New Zealand. So we hope to bring our bill forward further after Easter. We've already got great support, I must say, from some government senators and TDs, and I hope we'll get cross-party agreement to move it forward.
What has struck me about this is that losing a baby, particularly, say, after 24 weeks or a stillborn or some other mishap along the way, is seen with a tie-in to emotion. Whereas pre that, in a miscarriage at an earlier stage, is seen, that's the impression I got from our contributors, it's very much a medical issue and the emotion has been left out of it. Just waiting on Ivana to return. Hopefully she will. We'll just give it a second to come back here. Got another text that came in about that teachers should cop on to this because they get so much time off and things like that. And this particular texter says that children are not the carriers and they should go in and do their job the way the rest of us do and wait their turn, says this particular texter. I don't know if Vanna's going to come back to us. Maybe we'll try and get her again. Maybe Claire's trying to do that at the moment. Are you there, Vanna?
Yes. It's apologies. Yes. I don't know what happened. The line just dropped there.
I was just saying that a later stage pregnancy, a stillborn or something like that, can be seen emotional as well as medical, whereas early stage miscarriages are usually just thought of by a lot of people as a medical situation and no taking into account at all of the hopes and dreams and future or whatever of the person that they would have for a child that they hope to have in 9 months' time.
Yes, I think you're quite right about that for far too long we've really ignored or even dismissed the real grief and bereavement that so many women and indeed families feel about the loss of an early miscarriage of a very much wanted pregnancy in the first or second trimester. And we don't, until now, we haven't given any express recognition to that in law as a result. So I do agree it's time that we recognise the real grief, the real trauma that that women suffer, that their partners suffer, that their families suffer, where a much wanted pregnancy ends in miscarriage before the end of the second trimester. We need to give that recognition in our law, and I think that's really the key reason why we've brought forward this legislation.
Now, down to nuts and bolts of payment on this. Yes. Who bears the cost? And is it employers? Because they will say, oh, here we are again. They push up the minimum wage. They look for extra days off and it's bank holidays and it's down to us again. Or will there be state support for this? Or how do you see it going?
Well, we framed as an amendment to existing legislation, the Organisation of Working Time Act, which already provides for what people will know as force majeure leave, which is 3 days leave for emergency family reasons. And indeed, it's that sort of leave that often employees have been taking to cover time off for IVF and so on. And indeed, as I said earlier, employees will also have been taking time off just sick leave certified. So what we're saying is that this should be regarded as an additional type of leave, paid leave, but medically certified, so akin to the force majeure leave we already provide for in our law. I'm hopeful that the burden won't be too much on employers, and indeed that it will replace, if you like, the taking of sick leave. So there won't be additional time off. That's how we envisage it. But it does give express recognition to this particular need and this particular situation so many people find themselves in.
What soundings have you had? What discussions have you had with people who've been through this? And what have they been telling you?
Well, I've been contacted by so many people, so many women and so many partners and family members who've seen the trauma of early miscarriage or who've suffered themselves from infertility issues and have had to seek IVF treatment and the heartbreak in many cases of IVF and successive miscarriages and so on. So really, I've been just so overwhelmed by the contacts I've had. One woman described it to me as a culture of silence that has persisted in Ireland for far too long around this. And I think with your programme and with others in the media seeking to highlight it, that's very welcome, because I think that does break that taboo, and it means that women in particular no longer need to suffer in silence. They feel they can speak out about infertility and about miscarriages.
And what about the partner in this, and is there entitlement there?
Well, what we've done is frame the bill as gender neutral, so that, but clearly it will apply to women suffering early miscarriage in particular, but we have a separate provision in it for employees who need time off work to access IVF treatment. So clearly that might also apply to a man who's undergoing treatment for fertility issues or to a woman. But we would anticipate that it will predominantly be women who would avail of it, clearly for the early miscarriage leave, but that it should be available to male employees who need time off as well. So it'd be medically certified.
So the journey of this bill, you're starting in the Shannon. So how does this progress to the Dáil, and what sort of support are you expecting?
Well, as I said, I've been getting good support, actually, from colleagues in the Dáil and Shannon on both government and opposition benches. It would start in the Shannon, and we hope to bring it in after Easter in the Shannon. Once it's progressed through all stages there, as I very much hope it will, and indeed one of those who expressed support for it was Government Senator Regina Doherty, who, of course, is a former Minister for Social Protection herself, and she's now the leader of the Shannon. That is, she leads for the government. So I'm hopeful that she and others will advocate for the bill to receive government support. I'm very happy to work with government on amendments. They may wish, for example, to reduce the period of time for which people may take leave, and that's fine. We can work with them, as I've done on other private members' bills I've brought forward. The main thing is to see this principle accepted into law and to see some form of specific leave for those suffering early miscarriage or needing to take time off for IVF or other fertility treatment or reproductive treatment. So that's the key thing, Declan, is to try and get the principle accepted and to make progress with the bill. So I would hope that it will move through the Shannon over coming months and that it will then go through the Dáil. It has to go through both houses before being passed into law.
So apart from New Zealand, just one final thing, any other countries that are showing progression on this?
Well, I think increasingly we're seeing recognition for this. There isn't specific legislation required at EU level, but the EU courts have ruled that to discriminate against an employee who takes sick leave because she's had an early miscarriage, that is gender discrimination. So there's already a beginning recognition in the courts at EU level that this is a real issue for women, particularly in the workplace, and that it needs to be addressed as an equality or discrimination issue, not as a sick leave issue. So I think we're going to see further progress at EU level on this. I would anticipate that, particularly after this bill has been published here and after we've seen these developments in New Zealand that are so welcome. And of course, we're precipitated there by our sister party, the New Zealand Labour Party.
Very good. Good to talk to you. Ivana Bajic, Labour Senator. Thank you very much indeed, Ivana.
Good morning. Thank you very
much. Best luck with that.
Thank you.
No doubt we'll talk again. Thank you. And we'll be talking to many people about their experience with miscarriage. We speak to a couple about their experience on the programme next week. We'll get the bank holiday out of the way first, and then we'll be back into things on Tuesday. Morning show at East Coast FM.